This time fear not, for when you will ask, the Spirit will give you an answer.
Yes, he was with us.
Jesus so
much.
We thank God for the good moment he's given us. We are going to move on with the call of the nation. And after we shall go worship and praise him. We shall come back in the second service. And we see what is meant to happen when we are heading to Easter. Those of you who are done in a couple of weeks, but in the last week, that's where the great ingredients were involved to be explained as we approach that day. Now with the second service, we are to see all that. They shall get the songs of the choir. And after we shall move to leave this place. Praise Jesus so much.
But
we want to start with the call of our nation, Uganda.
That's okay.
Let's honor the Holy Spirit, the chief guest, and we honor him, and we accept him, move on to his work in us, to lead us on behalf of Christ and of the Father in heaven, and we know he will serve us together with the holy angels, just as he's been doing. Let's stand on our feet, and we move on to honor him. Father Almighty, we glorify you. We give you the glory and the honor. We thank you for the good moment.
You
added us for the sake of the Lord Jesus. The Bible says, 2 Peter chapter 3, starting verse 8
until 10,
that God is not sluggish to bring the end, just as other things. But he's been waiting patiently. He doesn't want any of us to get this right.
And
he's on the right hand of the Father. And he moves on to intercede for us.
That's
written in Romans, chapter
8.
Verse 30 to 35, that the Lord Jesus
is
on the right hand of God,
moves
on interceding for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Move and request this moment like us.
He
added us
that
we align ourselves.
In
the days of the call of the nation
Uganda,
to prepare all nations for your coming, the Lord Jesus. Move on to get
that you
move us time for us, and buying us more
money,
prepare our nation.
So
we thank the Spirit of Truth, the Holy Spirit, whom you sent us this word,
you
never left us as orphans, like you promised us.
John
chapter 40, verses 40, verse 26, that when he will come, he will teach us all things. He will remind us all things.
As
he came in Acts 2, you reached the Holy Spirit.
You
move on to believe his presence.
You
move on even the first place to lead us as children of God.
Like
written in Romans chapter 8, verse 40. Those led by God is
spirit,
they are the children of God. The Holy Spirit of truth.
You
lead us
today.
Ask to be within us. Written,
when
you come, you'll be in us. We shall see
you.
The beauty you see us. together. You can sit down. You can hold your Bible.
You
can get your book. Just as a disciple of God,
He
sent us to Matthew 28:18.
Under 20.
To move on, make you a disciple. Teach you all the Lord Jesus commanded us. You get your Bible. You get your book.
And
you get your pen. And at the same time, you prepare the book of the Holy Spirit in your heart, in your mind, in your inner man. Holy Spirit wants to write in tablets of our hearts, just as the new covenant was promised. Jeremiah 31:31-33. At this time in the new covenant, to write these words in our hearts, in our minds, in our inner man. Then it comes to pass in Matthew 10. When they were sent to be asked, the Holy Spirit will give us what to answer quick.
We
would have already written in you,
and
He can remind you according to Holy Scriptures, those you have in the Bible, those
you
not in that book. John 14:26. And when He comes, He can remind us and to move on to teach us. May God bless you.
introduction.
We want to move on with the introduction.
Over summary of the
summary of the fall of this nation. Which headed the fourth day.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
And
today we're focusing much. How God is very serious on the call of the nation Uganda. With His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni.
Yes, praise
Jesus so much. This is focused to be the last work of God on this planet Earth. When He places in Uganda the power of Africa to work in the entire world.
It's
like it began with the nation of Israel.
BC.
In the BC.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So, if you struggle with the Lord,
that's what we want to look on this day.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. How God is serious.
The
fall of the nation Uganda. Excellency, you are Kaguta Museveni.
Yes, Yavazuin.
Praise Jesus so much. And in brief,
Uganda. Uganda
is called to prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet
Museveni
has been called His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, the President of the Republic of Uganda.
He
was called to prepare this nation in peace and justice. Enable the call of this nation stand.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So Mungeriyo,
now in that way,
we
want to move on to look unto those works. Let me tell you that God's work,
His
final work on this world,
and
facing in Uganda, part of Africa, in the era of AD,
as
it began with the nation of Israel.
First
and foremost,
when
we read in Romans 9, verses 1 and 5, we
heard
how God began with the nation of Israel. Let's briefly get back and read.
Balumi esura eyo mwenda olinyo lusoka.
Romans 9 from verse 1.
Njogera amazima mu Kristo sirimba. Omwoyo gwange ngaguntegereza mu mwoyo omutukuvu. Nga nina ennaku nyingi n'okulumwa okutamala omutima gwange. Kubanga nandyagadde nze mwene okukolimirwa Kristo olw'abaganda bange ab'ekika kyange mu mubiri be Bayisirayiri.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Agamba,
he says,
the
Apostle Paul, as the Holy Spirit spoke through him,
and
he said he would have wished at least that he gets to be cast
on
the sake of his brethren, the Israelites in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. So these ones are given the first works right from when Adam and Eve fell. God begins to prepare them in the era of faith. The one who came in place of Abel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But He prepared them. And we are meant to prepare all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ on earth to bring us salvation. But like I've told you, that we had to see the final work of this mission. And Uganda was committed this work that it winds up this work. It presumes to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. As the book only explains,
Balumi is Sula. Romans 9
verses 4.
Beba Isirayiri, abaweebwa okufuuka abaana, n'ekitiibwa n'endagaano, n'okuteekerwa amateeka, n'okuweerezanga Katonda n'ebyasuubizibwa. Abaalina bajjajjaabo era omwaba Kristo mu mubiri.
Praise Jesus.
He
says all preparations
for
preparing all nations
for the
birth of the Lord Jesus
upon
this world to save us.
We
were committed to the nation of Israel,
all
nations of the world. That's as we've
heard.
But we head now to see the nation we promised of them.
We'll
wind up these words.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. And we heard that the preparation of coming to Israel
prepare
us for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
That
was done because
salvation
had been prepared from the creations of heavens and earth. But who could prepare the other nations for his birth, that he can save us?
Thus
God gave the nation Israel
the
work of preparing all nations in the eras of BC,
be
able to prepare all nations, those which came from Adam, for the birth of the Lord Jesus.
Maybe
when I speak, salvation was prepared before Israel existed. I speak of Revelation 13, verses 8. God speaks like this. Revelation 13, verse
8. Buli atawandikibwa linnya lye mu kitabo ky'obulamu eky'omwana gw'endiga eyattibwa okuva kutondebwa kw'ensi.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Come on for yes,
the Lord Jesus. Even up himself from foundations of the heavens and earth. But his manifestation delayed. Because this nation of Israel,
was
meant to take time to prepare all nations.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
And
leaders appearing in the latter days. It was upon that how Israel had prepared us. They themselves had prepared themselves to welcome the Lord Jesus from this world, that he moves on to save us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What he tells us in Hebrews 9, verse 23 to down.
He
said he had decided to appear in the last days. But all preparations of his appearing,
the
nation of Israel was meant to spearhead this work.
For
his demo began the work of God on this world.
They
thought God has come using many nations.
We
want to wind up the nation which was prepared to do the last work.
Yes,
praise Jesus so
much. According
to what we studied in Hebrews 9, verse 23 and 27. Let's read and hear. For he shows Jesus was slain from the creation of heaven and earth, but he decided to appear in the latter days for the sake of those who are committed to prepare for that work, for the birth of Christ on earth. They themselves many times never prepare themselves, even though to prepare the other nations, even though many prophecies were released. Let's read and we hear.
Abibulania esule y'omwenda n'olunyirwa biri mu ssatu.
Hebrews 9:23.
Kale bifaananyi ebyebyo eby'omuggulu kyabigwanira n'okunazibwa n'ebyo, naye eby'omuggulu byennyini okunazibwa ne ssaddaaka ezisinga ezo. Kubanga Kristo teyayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu ekyakolebwa n'emikono ekyafaanana ng'ekyo eky'amazima, naye mu ggulu mwennyini okulabika kaakano mu maaso ga Katonda ku lwaffe. So si kwewangayo mirundi mingi nga kabona asinga obukulu bw'ayingira mu kifo ekitukuvu buli mwaka n'omusaayi ogutali gugwe.
Christ Jesus
yalina okutwala Sadaka, yebibi yafe bitundu
byomukuru. Was meant to take the sacrifice of our sins in the realms above.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Nga kyamugwana okusooka okulabika ku nsi.
But it was required of him to first appear on the world.
Wadenga kigambibwa.
Even though it is said.
Era nga bwe tuwulidde amazima g'ekigambo.
As we have heard the truth of the world.
Yewaayo okuva kutondebwa kwa
ggulu. Gave up himself from creations of heavens and earth.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Atuyongereyo ko katonda tuwulire.
Let's go brief ahead and we hear Hebrews.
Bibuliya esula ya 9 olunyirwa 26.
Hebrews 9 verse 26.
Kubanga kyandi mugwanidde okubona abonanga emirundi emingi okuva ku kutondebwa kw'ensi. Naye kaakano omulundi gumu ku nkomero y'emirembe. Alabise okujjawo ekibi olw'okwewaayo yennyini.
Yesu
yebazibwa.
Ku nkomero z'emirembe.
But the end of peace.
Yewayo
offered himself.
Yali ajja kubona bona kuva kutondwa
kw'ensi. To suffer from creations of heavens and earth.
Naye naga akasupenteketa amawanga.
But he said, let me first prepare nations.
Bwatu yegeriji yalonda megwanga lya Israel.
That's how he chose the nation Israel.
Wakubadde banga deni.
Even though a long time.
Nali lengi teri asoka kutegeera mulimu gwali.
They themselves never realized their work.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Era ne bwetuwogerera wange.
As we speak now.
Si bali kubaba manyi nti omulimu gwabwe gwali ogwo.
Not many of them know that his work was in them.
Naye nga bwe twasooka okuwulira mu kwanjula.
Like we first heard in the introduction.
Twawulira mu kitundu ekyasooka.
We heard in the first part.
Nti kaakano bagenda kudda mu kuyiti. Bagenda kudda tulegati tusobole okuweereza.
Right now they are going to come and we join them we minister.
Tumaze nabo okubategeeza kiki baali balina okukola.
After we told them what they were meant to do.
Yesu yebazi.
Praise Jesus.
Katuyongereyo ku Bibuliya.
Let's move on with Hebrews.
Abibuliya esula ey'omwenda n'olunyirwa 27.
Hebrews 9:27.
Era abantu bwe baateekerwa okufa omulundi ogumu, oluvannyuma lw'ekyo, oluvannyuma lw'okwo musango. Era ne Kristo bw'atyo bwe yamala okuweebwayo omulundi ogumu okwetikka ebibi by'abangi, alirabika omulundi ogw'okubiri awatali kibi eri abo abamulindirira olw'obulokozi.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Nti tumulinda okulabika omulundi
ogw'okubiri. That we wait him appear the second time.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Aye, ekiriwo kiriwo ekitwa
oluganda. What happens is this, brethren.
Isirayeri.
That Israel.
Nabwe yaweebwa okuteekateeka.
As
amazalibwa.
Was given to prepare for his birth.
Asobole okulabisibwa ku nsi.
That he appears on this world.
Ate waliwo eggwanga.
There is still a nation.
Erya Uganda.
Of Uganda.
Ekkula lya Africa.
The palm of Africa.
Yeba yalondebwa Katonda.
He was chosen by God.
Ate okuteekateeka ensi zonna.
To prepare all world nations.
Olw'okuddako okw'okubiri.
For his second coming.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So njagala otegeere bulungi ebigambo.
Understand clear those words and they are in light.
The Israel aiti okutandika emirimu gya Katonda ku nsi.
Is called begin the works of God on the world.
Ate Uganda ajja okufinalize
okomekereza ebyo. Wind up those works.
Yes, yes. Praise
Jesus. Amen.
Era okutandika emirimu gya obuzze bufuluma.
Many prophecies have been released.
Ku mulimu guno ogusembayo nga gulina sinzi.
It's last work and it's meant to best care.
Nsuubira.
I expect.
Waawulira ku kukolesebwa kwa Australians.
You had the vision of the Australians.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Waandikibwa mu mawulire
aga New Vision. Written in the New Vision.
1992. Abaayogera ku mulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo.
Those spoke of God's final work.
Ku nsi kuno.
On this earth.
Era nga guli gwa kusinzira wa
Mesias. To best in this nation.
Ebiro ebyo.
Those days.
Kolesebwa okwo ekwalabisibwa.
When that vision came out.
Nali nkyali muto nnyo.
I was still very young.
Kumpi myaka ngeye ebiri
kwesa. Something like 2 to 3 years.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Naye mu biro bino byennyini bwe tusinga.
In these exact moments they are made pawns.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
2007. When we got to know of that vision. Even though me God told it to me long time. In 2005. In the journey of heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Amen. Now what we focus much on. Is to move on to show you. How Uganda is to wind up this
work.
Works of God in this
work. Not
that Uganda is the one going to walk alone.
Ayo kugamati awali base.
But to say where the base is.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Moyo mtu kuwatadde amakanda.
Where the Holy Spirit has put his base.
Okutandikira okora kusiyo na.
Begin from there work in the entire world.
Nalo wona abagala kuweleza Katonda.
All those who want to serve God.
Okuteka teka manga kunapo kukuta kwa mkama wafu.
Yes, preparing all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Chidyo kirwa.
It is remembered.
Kama wafu ayogira nyo matayo.
That the Lord speaks much in Matthew.
Tumuweleza chiku wali singa.
That who is that servant he will find.
Na wabaganda vimele mbilo vya.
When he gives his brethren's food in its season. Uganda.
So nga kuangalia Uganda,
as the nation Uganda,
kuli kuangalia inokusinganibwa,
we are a nation meant to be formed.
Mukama wafu Yesu wajira,
where the Lord Jesus comes,
na tuli mukuba bwemere kugwalide, ndi mukuteka teko kuru,
which is good preparation.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
But all that,
tubiyongerako,
we speak of them,
tukakasaba,
and we prove people,
amazima kechigambo cha
the truth of the word of God.
Kidala Katonda,
that truly God,
yendeka teka zikwangale saidyo kutambika,
the preparation of Israel to begin,
yazikola nechigeno bugenderefu.
He did it very carefully.
Atera na basubizi gwangi dalali alileta,
and he promised them another nation he will bring.
Yeridi joko mekereza omulimo,
which will come to wind up that work.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. Amen.
Kusera mukama wafu yatuka abakunsi.
According how the Lord reached this world,
yogere bigambo bibi,
he spoke this word,
negwangalia Israel,
commanded with the nation of Israel.
Mataya 27:37.
Paka
7:1
down to 39.
Matayo esoya 27:37.
Matthew 23 from 37.
Yerusalemi, Yerusalemi, ataba nabbi, akasukirira amayinja abantu abatumibwa jali. Emirundi emeka jinayagalira ddala okukunganya ngaba okukunganya nti okukungana nti emirundi emeka jinayagalira ddala okukunganya abaana bo ng'enkoko bwekunganya obwana bwayo munda w'ebiwatiro byayo ne mutayagala.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
Come off Yesu watoka
kunsi. When the Lord Jesus reached the world,
azalidwa mu gwanga ya
Israel, born in the nation of Israel,
yabagamba ati maze banga deni,
told them I've spent a long time,
tumira bannabbi n'abagezigezi,
prophets and the wise men,
era nga njagala okubateekateeka,
and I wanted to prepare you.
Yesu yabazi
praise Jesus.
Naye tebaagana bati bakukiriza.
They never accepted it.
Kubanga baalina osooka bategekebwe.
For they had to first get prepared.
Ate nabo balyoke basindikibwa otegeka amawanga.
They will be sent to prepare other nations.
Naye munange kyewuunyisa.
But friends, it's surprising.
Tibo bennyini tebeetegeka.
They themselves never prepared themselves.
Ate ne balimibwa n'okutegeka amawanga.
They failed to prepare other nations.
Yesu najja atugwako nga
Jesus came and fell surprisingly on the world.
And
he wasn't spoken of in the scriptures.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But as the grace of God is, this time it's not going to be like that. He's coming, the second coming,
we're
going to do it as a nation Uganda. Prepare nations to understand it.
It
doesn't come to those who love him like a thief.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus. He said to the ones he loved,
he
would not come when they are not aware. That they would not fall upon them like a thief.
Most
in destruction of ignorance, it will be like that. When
he
reaches Israel,
he
said farewell to them as he spoke these words to them.
Matayo 23:38. Laba, enyumba yamwe ebalekeddwa kifulukwa. Kubanga mbagamba nti temulindabako n'akatono. Okusooka leero, okutuusa lwe mulyogera nti aweereddwa omukisa ajja mu linnya lya Mukama.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Okuva ku olwo yabagamba.
From then he told them,
gwagalya mundireseewo.
Your nation have left it.
Nange yabwe.
And have abandoned it.
Ndireseenga kifulukwa.
I've left it desolate.
Mugenda kulaba buli kisolo kyonna bukiwuka
ngeekiri. Every beast and evil enter you.
Akiyingira.
And it accesses you.
Kwe kugamba nti gwange ndyaggibwako obukuumi
okuva eri. Was removed from that nation.
Era z'entalo z'olabye mu gwange n'okutuuka.
Those are the words you've seen in Israel up to today.
Yes, he was
praised Jesus.
Naye yagamba.
But he said,
okutuuka lwe baligamba.
And until they will say,
awe wekitiibwa ejja mu linnya lya Mukama.
Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
So twawulira mu Baroomi.
Now we have in Romans.
Kino tulemu okweyimula.
That let's not try to take it for granted.
Kubanga bagenda kudda.
For they are going to come back.
Ebiro byabwe by'okugamba nti Mukama wafu Yesu
yajja ku nsi. Of their saying that our Lord Jesus came on the world.
Era yajja okutulokola.
And he came to save us.
Ye biro bino.
It's this moment.
Naye nga Katonda azze atambula amawanga
mangi. God has been moving many nations.
Era Kristo azze abeesingako mawanga mangi.
Christ has been investing in many nations.
Okutuuka leero.
Until today.
Lwasalawo okola omulimu ogusembayo.
When he started to execute his last work.
Asinzira mu ggwanga eryo lye yasuubiza.
When he bases the nation he promised.
Kubanga yasuubiza eggwanga lya Isirayiri.
When he promised the nation Israel.
Ndibakwasa obuggya n'eggwanga erijja.
I'll make you jealous with a new nation. nation.
Yes, you have
praise
Jesus. So Mugamba,
however we tell you, this is God's work.
That's
which began the nation of Israel.
And
finalized the nation Uganda.
Israel prepare
all nations for the birth of Christ.
Ate Uganda, Uganda
winds up preparing for the second coming of Jesus.
Take
up his saints.
But in
Deuteronomy
32,
verse
21,
he promised them a new nation.
Let's read
them here.
Deuteronomy 32:21. Bankwasanga obujja n'ekyo ekitali Katonda. Bansunguwazanga n'ebigambo byabwe ebitaliimu. Nange ndibakwasa obujja eri abo abatali ggwanga. Ndibasunguwaza n'eggwanga esirusiru.
Yes,
Jesus. He promised to tell them, all along you've troubled me on this way. One day I'll choose another nation.
And
the nation will come with secrets of understanding men of them.
Just as we hear much
the journey of heaven,
and
as we see the schemes of the devil.
Many
other things we started
as
the nation called.
To draw
the vision with the full knowledge of God
and
this ministry,
to be able
to move on,
no,
to show the people
the
call of the nation and covenant and the glory of God
on
the nation of Uganda in the era of AD, as it was on Israel
in
the era of BC.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
In 2 Samuel
chapter
22,
verse 44 and 46, he
speaks of that new nation
and
he says this.
Samuel ekisoka esura ya 22 olunyirwanamu
anamunya
Samuel ekyokubiri esura ya 22 olunyirwanamu nya
2 Samuel 22 from verse 44.
Era omponyeza mukuwakana kw'abantu bange n'okukuuma okuba omutwe gw'amawanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Yamugamba Israel babadde bantu bange.
He told them, Israel have been my people.
Era Mukama waffe Yesu yali ayogera.
And the Lord Jesus was one speaking.
Ngali Mukama kuyu.
Well, in the mouth of this prophet.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
N'agamba.
And he said,
omponyesa
you delivered from the mouth of my people. Israel took time and the people of Christ Jesus. But they reached the time.
The
violation and the balance of the devils hindered them.
Reached
the time Jesus moved ahead, moving other nations. That's why he said he became the head of the nation. As we end up now here
today,
he wants to face here.
Many
prophecies we are going to be hearing.
Samuel ekyokubiri esura ya 22 n'olunyirwanamu nya.
2 Samuel 22 verse 44.
Egwanga yesimanyanga lili mpereza.
Yagamba nti egwanga
isimation
lyatamanyanga,
which is never known,
lili malane lijja lyo lilimuweereza.
Come and serve him.
Naye mujjukire,
but remember,
mu Uganda moto,
in the Uganda moto,
tumala ne tuwewaayo mikono gya
Katonda. We end up giving ourselves in the hands of God.
Then kugamba,
and we say,
nti kulwa Katonda,
that for God,
ne kulinsi ya
and our country,
tuli bete kufokuyimirira.
We are ready to stand.
And
our nation,
the future yayo,
its future,
tugenda maso n'okiwaayo mikono gya Mukama.
We don't give it the hands of God.
Okusinziira ku Uganda National Anthem.
Afford the Uganda National Anthem.
Atugamba nti egwanga lyaffe,
and we say our nation,
the future yaffe,
and our future,
tubiwaddeyo eri Mukama.
We give it up to God.
Yes, we have praised you.
There is one nation which ever proclaimed that in the nations of the world,
that
we shall stand for God and for our country. And
there
is not any nation which thought its entire land and its future committed it in the hands of God as the nation Uganda.
And
in Uganda National Anthem, we say our nation, its future, we give it in the hands of God.
We
can't plan for ourselves, we give this in the hands of God.
It
is the one who prepares our futures in the political
system.
It is the leader who will be on according to the preparations. Even in the economic sector,
he is the one
moving on to see how he will stand.
He is
the one who knows how the social sector will stand, even though the healthy, together with the church. Now is the time, as
he
moves on to show this nation,
that
he has to prepare himself to move on and execute this call.
Samuel, the Echo, with the Slayer, the
Second Samuel 22:45.
Banakwanga bali jemuru kukira. Nti banakwanga bali jemuru kukira. Ngacheba je bambulide bali mondera.
Yes, we have
praised Jesus.
Kwari kwa kawulira,
as we have just heard,
abasajja bano abasinkana.
This man who met the king was called the Mokavia by
name.
Who is called the Mutesa of the first.
When
he welcomed the missionaries,
and
he changed his name from Mokavia to the name Mutesa.
Yes,
Council.
Amen.
For accepting the counsel of God to enter the nation. And when he had a little of God, he welcomed them.
It's
that little which posters say for God and our country. That they will just hear me. They will accept me.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
So we want
to give you light of hope.
We are
from the nation of Uganda.
Samuel Chokovili, Sulea Vidimobili, Orinirwana Muka.
2 Samuel 22:46.
Banakwanga bali gwerera era bali va mu bifo byabwe ebyekyama nga bakankana. Mukama mulamu era lwazi lwange atenderezebwe.
Haleluya. Yesu
yabazibwa.
So Mukama wafe Yesu.
Now the Lord Jesus.
Oya yogera Mukama kana
bi was speaking the mouth of prophet Samuel.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nage na maso noko nyogole bigambe.
Hope don't explain those words.
Kugwanga eye pia
on that new nation.
It is no problem with more
which is meant to execute that work.
Kugusemba
in the final work.
Yesu yabazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Nabo kugambi
like I've told you.
Katonda ali serious nyo.
God is very serious.
Kuguitwa kugwanga
the call of the nation.
Ya Uganda.
Of Uganda, with His Excellency,
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Amen. So
but we want this first part, and we look Uganda in this call is going to do how.
Part A says,
Uganda
itibwa.
Uganda is called to prepare all nations of the world for the second coming of the Lord Jesus. That is part A. In this aspect we cover. Part A says Uganda was called to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Part B
tells you this. Are you done with part A?
Part B
it says,
His
Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni,
he
was called to prepare the nation of Uganda within peace and justice to enable the call of this nation to come to pass.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Part B, it says,
His
Excellency, Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, he was
called
to prepare Uganda
in
peace and justice
to
enable the call upon it.
The parties in the business to summarize.
Two facts we're going to summarize today.
Yes, we must
praise Jesus so much.
We
want to begin with part A.
Uganda,
Uganda is called
to
prepare all nations
for
the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, we praise
Jesus so much.
We
want to see how is he going to handle that.
Even though
we first heard last time
that
they are meant to bring
light of
the full knowledge of God and his glory in the spiritual sector
of church, in the
spiritual sector of church, in the political sector,
in
the economic sector,
in
the social sector,
and
in the healthy sector.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
There
we have the men to bring that
light.
But as they pass through preaching the
gospel
of the kingdom of God and righteousness,
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. We want to begin from
there.
Uganda, that you know that Uganda
is
preparing all nations of the world
for the
second coming of the Lord Jesus is meant to resume
to
preach the gospel of the kingdom of God.
The
kingdom of God
means
the kingdom of heaven
and
its righteousness.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus
so much.
Let's first begin with that.
For
again, we have to see how they have to rebuild the church.
There
are something like two things to be done.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
So,
the first thing,
I know Kudamo. They have
resumed to preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and its righteousness. Let's read Matthew
24,
verse 9 to 14.
The
second time of the Lord Jesus
meant
to happen after this gospel has been preached to spread the entire world. Let's read them here.
Matayo isula ya bili mwenye, nori njiru wa mwenda.
Matthew 24 from verse 9.
Dwebali bawayo mwe, mwenye mwenye sebuwe, bali bata, na mwe, mwuri chayiwa ama wanga kona, okubala angeli nyari yake. Mwilevyo, banji bali esitara, bali wangana yo, bali chawagana. Neba nabi banji abobulimba, bali ja, bali chamia banji. Era kubanga obujeemu buliyinga obungi okwagala kw'abasinga obungi kuli wola.
Yes, we was raised
Jesus.
Mu biro byennyini bye tulimu.
The exact seasons we are in.
Bannabbi ab'obulimba nga bangi.
The false prophets are many.
N'ebyamagero by'obulimba bingi.
With many false miracles.
Era abangi eby'obulokozi.
And many people, things of salvation.
Bawendemu amaanyi.
They are born weakened.
Era nga beewuunya ebigenda mu maaso mu kanisa.
Wonder things moving on within church.
Nabbi yatugamba.
Like he told us.
Mu Yeremiya sura ya 23.
Jeremiah 23.
Ojoromwenda mpaka olw'ekkumi.
Verses 9 to 10.
Ng'agamba.
And he says.
Ebya bannabbi.
That concerning the prophets.
Omutima gwange mudaya ndikumenyese.
My heart in me is broken.
Kubanga bannabbi ne baakabona.
The prophets and the priests.
Bononefu.
They are evil.
Amagenda gaabwe.
Their way.
Simarun
is not good.
Namaniga is
simarun. Their power too is not good.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So many people have
many of the people have stumbled on salvation. Even the gospel was changed. But he says, before he comes back, the gospel of the kingdom of God has to resume to be preached to all nations.
So we speak
of the kingdom of God.
We
move on to speak of the Holy Spirit. Let's first move on.
Matayo, Isulaya bilimunya nori njiru wakumi narumu.
Matthew 24, verse 11.
Neba nabibanchi ababulimba balija, balichamia banchi. Eda kubango ujiemu, buli ingo uonji. Okuwakala kwa basi ingo uonji kuli wola. Na ya kumikilisa, okutuka kunko melo, ya lido kolebua. Nenjiri eno, eyo wakabaka, elibu ulibwa monsizo na okubomu julirwa mu mawanga gonna awe enkomerero
Yes, you was
very Jesus so much. It's like this, brethren.
Even when
the false prophets have agreed, even salvation has gotten a wrong name. Many of the people have gotten weakened.
Others
have followed the gospel of this world.
Its
desire. So the exact moment, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the righteous.
The kingdom
of heaven,
the kingdom
be preached,
to
be a witness unto all nations.
And
the one who believes and the one who hears and never believes, all of them will get that witness.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Believes
concerning the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,
and
they get saved. That will be witness they heard and believed. And they are given eternal life.
No,
even the one who hears and they don't believe,
it
will be a witness.
That
they rejected truth.
They were
cast in the lake of fire.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
And
they have told us the coming of the end. The coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. The gospel of the kingdom of God
must
presumed to be preached.
So
when you see the journey of heaven, and the many things you see here concerning heaven,
yes, he was
raised Jesus. They are not in a joke. They are in to renew the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus. We're
going to look much faster
forward.
What the kingdom of God
now
is in its righteousness. We hear it much. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Let's read and hear. Explain what the kingdom of God. We shall come here and explain the kingdom of heaven. The kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit and His fullness, like He appears in the lampstand. Let's read and hear.
Matayo esule yomukaga, nauli njiwa sato masatu.
Matthew 6, verse 33.
Na yemu soke muno onye, obwa kabakabwe, no utukiri huwe. Elewe yonna, mulibi ongeru wako.
Yes, you know,
it's great neither.
I could be gamba.
When the Bible says,
but no onye, obwa kabakabwa,
let's first see the kingdom of God,
no utukiri,
and its righteousness.
Ebe tu gamba kono onye,
it tells us to seek what?
Yes, you know, it's
praise Jesus. For the kingdom of God, it is the Holy Spirit. But His gospel, what we call the gospel of the kingdom of God, it's the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
What
we show all territories of heaven how they are.
For
the Matthew 12:28, he says, if you cast demons by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God has come.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
So many of Matthew 12:28.
Matthew esula ya 12 olinyirwa 28.
Matthew 12:28.
Na iyo banganze ngoba daimon kubwa moyo gwa Katonda. Kale obwakabaka bwa Katonda bubajjidde.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Bwabako b'emizimu.
If he cast demons,
kubwa moyo wa Katonda,
by the Spirit of God,
obwakabaka bwa Katonda bumaze okukola ki?
The kingdom of God has already come. This kingdom, we have to resume preach first. The Bible said that before the end comes,
it's
the coming of the Lord Jesus.
The
gospel of the kingdom of God must resume to be preached.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
But
you must understand who the kingdom of God is and preach it to people. What is his gospel? If it is the Holy Spirit,
it
is the Spirit who came from heaven. Even the gospel is centered on the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Amen.
For he says, if
you
cast demons by the Spirit of God, his kingdom has come.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
That's why we should reveal to you the fullness of the Holy Spirit and understand his gospel how it is.
We were
told the gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel, what is the kingdom of God? Then what is his gospel?
Yes, it was.
Praise Jesus. Many
people
be seeking the kingdom of God,
his
righteousness.
But
they have not known what they are seeking for. I want to tell you,
that
you are seeking the Holy Spirit.
And
if you move on to pray, Matthew 6, verses 9.
Unto 14.
Then our Father in heaven,
hallowed
be your name.
Thy
kingdom
come. Anytime
you speak, thy kingdom
come.
You are calling the Holy
Spirit. And
then it reveals you what is done in heaven.
And
speak, thy will be done
on earth
as it is done in heaven.
Are
we together?
So, now
we prepare all nations
for
the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Together
with the end,
the
gospel of the kingdom of God must presume be
preached.
But we have
heard.
We seek the kingdom of God
and
the righteousness.
According
to the Holy Spirit, what the Father explained in the Holy
Spirit. We
says the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
He
asks of the acts of the Holy Spirit.
He
says the actions going on in charge
are
those of the Holy Spirit,
are
those of righteousness,
are
those the acts of the Holy Spirit,
that
are they of righteousness just as the kingdom
is.
For he is called
out
that the kingdom of God
is
manifest after the Holy Spirit
appears.
It's righteousness.
Those
are the acts of the Holy Spirit.
According to
what it tells us in Micah 2,
6-9.
Mika esura eyo kubiri.
Micah 2 verse 6.
Temulagulanga bwe bati bwe balagula. Tebalilagula abo. Ebivume tebirijibwawo. Kiryogerwa. Gwe nyumba ya Yakobo. Nti omwoyo gwa Mukama gufunze. Bino bye bikolwa bye. Ebigambo byange tebiwomera oyo atambula n'obugolokofu. Naye mu nnaku zino abantu bange bayimusenga abalabe. Mujjako esuka ku ngoye zaabo abayita nga tebaliiko kye batya. Ng'abantu abatayagala kulwana.
Yes,
he has
praise Jesus.
Jesus.
That alone is what we've been saying.
And
you say that to presume preach the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness.
Yes, he has
praise Jesus. The gospel we first know, who is the kingdom of God?
His
gospel, how does it appear?
The
gospel of the kingdom of heaven. Those words confuse people very much.
Now,
in the work of Uganda, as the nation called,
we
have all nations for the second coming of Jesus. We have been told,
the gospel
for the Lord to come back, even though the end of this world, except the gospel of the kingdom of God, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven,
is
presumed to be preached. But we have been told that the kingdom of God,
which
is the Holy Spirit, but his
acts
of righteousness.
We seek
the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Those are the fruits of the Spirit we
have.
The fruits of righteousness.
Many
of the people in the world seek that kingdom, but they can never understand
it.
But as the nation calls, our work to resume, reveal these words to people.
And
the kingdom of God
is
known as the Holy Spirit,
who appeared
in the sign of the dove. his lamp today, first appeared in the sign of the lampstand, like you see right there, that they will display on the projector.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Let's
first read of him, the fullness of this kingdom, the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit,
whom
have revealed nations.
Let's first
read Matthew 3,
16
to
17.
Matthew 3 from
verse 16.
Awo Yesu bwe yamala okubatizibwa, amangu ago n'ava mu mazzi. Laba, eggulu ne limubikkukira, n'alaba omwoyo gwa Katonda ng'akkanga ejjiba ng'ajja ku ye. Laba, eddoboozi ne liyima mu ggulu nga ligamba nti, oyo ye mwana wange gwe njagala, gwe nsanyukira ennyo.
Jesus, when he came from baptism, the Holy Spirit was still the sign of the dove.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
But
he had already shown his fullness, which appears in the lampstand.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you look at there, you can see the lampstand.
It's
more than show fullness of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Now,
when we reveal this fullness, the kingdom of God, you have been seeking. Who is that?
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Things of his righteousness, these acts of righteousness.
Yes, he was
praise
Jesus.
But in the book of Revelations, Revelations 4:5, they tell us this.
On
the fullness of the kingdom of God, the Holy Spirit. Revelations 4 verse 5.
Ne ku ntebe nga kuvaako okumyansa n'amaloboozi n'okubwatuka. N'ettabaaza omusanvu ez'omuliro nga zaaka mu maaso g'entebe gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda.
They
showed up the seven lamps.
They
explain that the seven spirits of God.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. Remember one thing.
This
lampstand showing seven spirits.
It
first appeared in the nation of Israel. In the era of Moses. Why
has
it come back in our nation, Uganda? I told you in the beginning. Israel was called to begin this work. The gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness
as
they prepare the entire world
for
the birth of the Lord Jesus. But Uganda, he was called to prepare all nations for the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ at the end of this world.
And
it's the reason where it comes from. Which were first revealed in the nation of Israel. Revealed again, basically the nation of
Uganda.
We believe that one was called to begin, and another called to wind up.
Yes,
the reason what happened first in Israel. Have appeared again in this nation, Uganda.
And
you see again of the Ark of the Covenant in the midst of the Kelvin.
Yes,
you must praise Jesus. Many things
you're
going to be seeing again. They first appear in the nation of Israel. Now they have to come and preach the entire world.
We're
based in this our nation, Uganda.
So,
now the fullness of the Spirit of God, who shows the kingdom of God.
The
movement of past manifested in the nation of Israel in the era of Moses. Let's read in Exodus 25, verse 31 to 32.
Kuva Israeli Mutana, Origi Rasa tomorrow.
Exodus 25 from verse 31.
Erori Kora Echikondo, Nezab Enunji. Echikondo Chiriwe Sebwa, Nento Wayacho, Nomokonda Guacho, Nevi Kompe Viacho, n'emitwe gyakyo n'ebimuli byakyo.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
Like his soul was told to make the lampstand.
Kuva isura ya 253 mulungu.
Exodus 25:31.
Bibera bya zaabu emu nakyo. N'amatabi mukaaga galiva mu mbirizi zaakyo.
Now we have those branches. We have that lamb and the six branches on the sides.
Amatabi asatu agechikondo mulubirizi lwakyo lumu. N'amatabi asatu agechikondo mulubirizi lwakyo olwokubiri.
Amatabi asatu gegano.
Three branches are on the side and the three on the other side. But in getting explained, they told us those seven lamps you see, they
will
show you the Holy Spirit in His fullness. Read us in Revelation 4, verse 5. And they tell us
the
seven lamps on the altar, the seven lamps, they show the seven spirits of God. Now reveal people again. The kingdom of God they are seeking. The spirit of truth. The spirit of Christ.
With
his righteousness. How does he appear?
Like
he first appeared in the nation Israel. In the lampstand.
But
now we lighten him in the known nations. The reason I told you, Israel began work preparing all nations for the birth of the Lord Jesus. Yet Uganda is called prepare all nations for the second coming of Jesus with the end of this world.
The
work to manifest things which were here before to appear in the nation Israel. But this then is explained them in the full knowledge.
What we call
the impression of the full knowledge of God and His glory. Are we together? The reason why that call is coming out from this ministry, the
Indian
version with the full knowledge of God.
It's
the reason we find us say
the call of Uganda ministry.
Yes, praise Jesus. But here, the generation with the full knowledge of God. You find in whether it is the call of the nation.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. But the Holy Spirit and his fullness, these are his names. Isaiah 11, verse 1.
Era mu kikolo kya Yese muliva ensibuka, n'ettabi eririva mu mizi liriva ebibala. N'omwoyo gwa Mukama gulibeera ku ye, omwoyo ogw'amagezi n'okutegeera.
Yes, he was raised
Jesus.
Boogera ku mwoyo wa Mukama.
They speak of the Spirit of the Lord.
Mutumanyi ng'omwoyo
mutukufu. We know as the Holy Spirit.
Yalabukira mu kabonero
ak'ejjuba. Who appeared in the sign of the dove.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ne batugamba.
But they tell us,
mu branches eziva mu ye,
in the branches from him,
mulimu omwoyo wa magezi,
the spirit of wisdom,
n'omwoyo w'okutegeera,
that of understanding.
Omwoyo gw'okuteesa,
tulinamu omwoyo w'okuteesa,
we have the spirit of counsel,
n'amaanyi,
n'omwoyo w'amaanyi gutudda ku mukono,
of power on the left hand,
omwoyo gw'okumanya,
tulinaku omwoyo w'okumanya,
we have the spirit of knowledge,
n'okutya Mukama,
n'omwoyo w'okutya,
the spirit of fear of God.
Yes, you have raised
Jesus.
So kino tukugezaako okulaga,
this is what we're trying to show you,
nti mu ggwanga lya Isirayiri,
that the nation of Israel,
baafuna ebintu bino,
they got these things,
ng'entandikwa,
as the beginning,
naye tebannyonnyoka nnyo bitegeeza ki,
but they explain much what they mean.
As for Uganda,
yayitibwa
okukola omulimu ogusembayo,
called to execute the
divine work, ebyabikulibwa mu Isirayiri,
have revealed what was opened,
ate n'onyonnyola n'amakulu gaabyo,
explain what they mean,
eri ensi zonna,
to the entire world.
Someone Yesu agenda okutta,
Jesus to come back,
ng'ebintu by'Obwakabaka bwa Katonda,
of the kingdom of God,
n'obutuukiri,
and the righteousness,
bimanyiddwa bulungi,
they are known in very well,
eri abo abamukkiriza,
to those who believe him,
n'eri abo abamugaana,
those who reject him.
Are
we together? It is to say that
the
death and the coming of the Lord Jesus, before they come, the gospel of the kingdom of God must be repeated in all nations, then the end will come. Now we first don't explain who is the kingdom of God. We explain this Holy Spirit. Till we've seen his fullness. He is made of seven spirits.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. And at the same time,
there
are the seven eyes of God, which
want
to be sent to the entire world. According to what we see in Revelation 5, verse 6. Revelation 5 verse 6.
Nenda wakati w'entebe n'ebiramu ebina, ne wakati w'abakadde, omwana gw'endiga ng'ayimiridde, ng'afaanana ng'eyattibwa, ng'alina amayembe musanvu n'amaaso musanvu, gy'emyoyo omusanvu egya Katonda. Egitumibwa mu nsi zonna.
Yes, you have
Bw'oba
olengera ekikondo ky'ettaala
when you look at that lampstand,
olina ebyaka by'olengera.
There are both lightings you see on top there.
Era bw'obirengera olengeranga ekintu ekiri mu fomu y'amayembe.
On them you see a form of horns on them.
Ondegedde bulungi.
We together.
Then kyabagambi.
Now that's what he said.
Nenda mu mwana gwe.
I saw the Lamb of God.
Alina amayembe musanvu.
With seven horns.
Kati olina
now those powers you see up there,
mwali muli eringa ge maso ge,
it's in them and they are his eyes.
Kakati part yet tapo.
Now the next part.
Matabi kama ukuraga tige miyom sambe ya.
The branches to show that the seven spirits.
So nara ba maebe musambe.
And he saw seven horns.
Ana kwenye.
On the Lamb of God.
Na maso musambe.
And the seven eyes.
Ye miyom sambe ya.
They are the seven spirits of God.
Oteke de ango di achira
ya. Are you together? Are seeing how he saw it?
Yes, you have a
great
gather.
Now, like I told you, the form of our nation, Uganda, is the final work on
earth,
which Israel began.
Must
bring out things given to Israel,
and they are
brought from the kingdom of heaven, and we explain them. First cover the kingdom of God and its righteousness.
Realize
the kingdom is the Holy Spirit.
All
the world is seeking for him.
It's
the kingdom
of God. No,
it's his righteousness. You wonder where is it?
Yes, you have
praised Jesus. Where did he disappear and hide from?
Yes, you have
raised Jesus.
So,
I want you to prepare well.
You
for knowledge of God to study. Things we study are what can fulfill the call of this nation, Uganda.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. If you don't study the God of heaven, if you see schemes of the devil, if you want the nation, even to prepare
them,
it will be hard for you to do that work.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus. We've been told well on the kingdom of God and his righteousness. We have experienced the Holy Spirit in his fullness.
They
are the seven eyes in the entire world. Remember one thing.
Still
he has seven angels. The
commander.
I'm trying to show you how he does his work. Right,
please
seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Yes, he has
raised Jesus. According to what he tells us in Revelation 8, verses 1 and 2. Revelation 8 from verse 1.
Bwe yabengula akabonero ak'omusanvu, ne waba akasirikiryo mu ggulu nga kitundu kya ssaawa. Ne ndaba bamalayika musanvu abayimirira mu maaso ga Katonda, ne baweebwa obugombe musanvu.
Nti bamalayika bano omusanvu
bayimirira
mu maaso ga Katonda,
the eyes of God,
bayimirira mu maaso
g'omuyokoka, the prince of the Holy Spirit,
bayimirira emabega w'emyoyo
omusanvu the seven spirits of God.
Bano bakuumirwa ebyenjiri y'obwakabaka bwa
Katonda, what command of the gospel of the kingdom of God.
Era bano omusanvu bakutte ebyokulwanyisa,
the seven holding the weapons,
ebagenda mu maaso n'okukola muno omwoyo
omutukuvu. Move on, work with the Holy Spirit.
You are working
for the kingdom of God and the gospel.
That will
be called the gospel of the kingdom of God
and
its righteousness. Revelation
15.
Revelation 15 from verse 1.
Nendaba akabonero akalala mu ggulu akanene ak'ekitalo. Bamalayika musanvu nga balina ebonyobonyo musanvu eby'enkomerero. Kubanga mwebyo obusungu bwa Katonda mwebutuukiririra.
Yesu
yebasi.
Amen.
These are the seven groups of angels.
Betusoma mu lugendo lw'eggulu.
We study in the journey of heaven.
N'emirimu gyabwe.
And their works.
Lwaki tukisoma?
Why we study them?
Kubanga abo be bakola mansi w'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Those are one who work under the kingdom of God.
Omwoyo omutukuvu.
The Holy Spirit.
Mu bujjuvu.
In His fullness.
Ebyoyo omusaayi.
The seven spirits.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
Amen. Okusobola okulabikanga ebintu bikolebwa mu butuukirivu
bwabyo. Tulyoke
tugambe. Tunoonyeza enjiri tunoonyeza obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
N'obutuukirivu.
Tunoonyeza omwoyo omutukuvu. N'obutuukirivu bwe. N'emirimu gye. Era n'amawanga. Gaakulaba omusana
mungi.
Ngabo wakora mu Uganda flag,
did the Uganda flag.
Kuliko kale ya
yellow, is that yellow color?
It is apo tulaga obusana,
which tries to show us light.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
No musana omutufu tumanyiye.
In his rightful light we know him as Christ.
Obusana bwe
the light of the world.
Eranga ekigambo cha
Katonda. The word of God.
Yesu yebasi.
Praise Jesus.
So, era n'okwongera okutegeeza amawanga.
Move to all nations.
Nti enjiri eno tujja kusoma.
That because we study.
Omoyo obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The kingdom of God.
Omoyo omutukuvu n'obujjuvu.
Holy Spirit and His fullness.
Yagenda maaso n'okujja kukuŋŋaanya.
Moves on to gather it.
Balimu okulowooza.
That they shouldn't think.
Nti oboolyawo waliwo omuntu
eyawandiika. That perhaps there is a human being who wrote these words. Ewo
okubalaga nti ebigambo bino biri mu butuukirivu.
But to show that them that these words are in righteousness.
Okusinziira by'atunyonnyola mu Zaburi.
According to what he explains in Psalm.
12:6-7.
Zaburi esula ya 12. Olinyo lw'omukaaga.
Psalms 12:6.
Ebigambo bya Mukama by'ebigambo ebirongoofu. Nga feeza egezebwa mu kyoto ku nsi. Erongoosebwa emirundi omusanvu.
Yesu yebazibwa. Ebigambo bya Katonda.
The words of God.
Ebigambo birongo.
They are purified words.
Era byalongoosebwa emirundi musanvu.
They are purified seven times.
So ebigambo bino tugenda maaso n'okuwulira.
These words we want to hear.
Byawandiikibwa bitukuvu.
The Holy Scriptures.
Si by'abantu.
They are not of human beings.
Byakuŋŋaanyizibwa omwoyo ki.
They were gathered by the Holy Spirit.
Tuvula biwa biitibwa ebyawandiikibwa ebitukuvu.
That's why they are called the Holy Scriptures.
Sa abantu abanoonya obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
People seeking the kingdom of God.
Banoonya omwoyo omutukuvu.
They seek the Holy Spirit.
Banoonya ebyo bye yafulumya.
They seek that he released.
Ebikwatagana Katonda kitaffe
Omwana. That concerns God the Father the Son.
N'omwoyo omutukuvu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Era ebikwatagana ku bujjuvu bw'eggulu.
That concerns the fullness of heaven.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Bitukuziddwa emirundi emeka.
They are purified seven times.
Tuvula bayakugamba mu Yokaana 6.
That's why he said in John 6.
Nyowenkaaga
mesa. Verse 63.
Nti ebigambo bye mbagamba.
What I said to you,
bwe mwoyo,
they are spirit,
bwe bulamu,
and they are life.
Oyongedde okutegeera ki kye bayita obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Don't know what's called the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu
bwa and its righteousness.
Bwe wawo.
Are we together?
Yes, we are
together. Praise Jesus.
Amen.
Era mu kutunnyonnyola.
And in explaining us.
Agamba mu kubikulu by'esimulisi okozi
olw'okona. Revelations 1:4.
Nti ebigambo byonna bye tuzzetuwulira.
All words we've been hearing.
Byawandiikibwa bitukuvu.
In the Holy Scriptures.
Byatukuzibwa okuva eri emyoyo gino.
If we are purified from the seven spirits.
Tusobola okubeera enjiri etuukiridde.
The effort to be a perfected gospel.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Katusome ku bikulimu.
Let's read Revelations.
Ku bikulu essula esooka n'olinyo lw'okuna.
Revelations 1:4.
Yokaana eri ekkanisa omusanvu ez'omu Asiya. Ekisa kibeerenga nammwe n'emirembe ebiva eri oyo abaawo era eyabaawo era jja okubaawo era ebiva eri emyoyo omusanvu ekiri mu maaso g'entebe ye.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus.
So we don't take it.
I expect you've understood.
Ebintu byonna.
All
mwebyo ebyaliwo.
Those which were.
Eggulu n'ensi nakubaawo.
Before heavens and earth existed.
Bwe butukuvu yabitunnyonnyola.
The Holy Spirit explained them here.
Era nga biri mu butukuvu bwayo.
In their righteousness.
Mwebyo ebiriwo.
Those which are.
Ayitibwa aliwo.
What is called the one who is.
Nabyo yatuwa bituufu
byeye.
Era ku ebyo ebigenda
okujja.
Bwe tuyita oyo agenda
okujja.
Eggulu erijja n'ensi empya. Byonna bye yatugamba. Biri mu
butuukirivu.
Emulimu wadde ekyenyoddenyodde. Wadde
ekikyamyekyamwe.
Kyetuva tulabula
abamawanga.
Yamutoola mu kigambo kya
Katonda.
So temwongera.
Don't add within it. And neither twist or distort anything.
That
he first warned us in Deuteronomy chapter 2, Deuteronomy chapter 4, verses 1 and
2.
And just as he warned us in Revelation
chapter
22, verses
18
and 19.
Yes,
praise Jesus. In his word. Those are what shows the kingdom of God
in
his righteousness. The Holy Spirit and his fullness. And the right fullness of his word.
They
are not accepted to twist anything in the word of God.
And he first
warned you in Isaiah 29, verse 15 and 16. Don't distort anything. Don't turn upside down the word of God.
And
he told you in 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 15 and 16, that those who support the scriptures, those who distort them, they distort them for their own destruction.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But he told you, use the rhythm in Isaiah, Isaiah 28, verse 9 and 13. And you bring 2 to 4 commands, those in the Holy Scriptures.
Then
you bring 2 to 4 scriptures, then above. And then you hand a little here, a little there, from the Old and New Testament, different chapters of the scriptures. Then the Spirit will be with you to teach nations
of
the righteousness of God.
That's
this much in John 14,
26.
And he said, when the Spirit will come,
he
will remind us all things.
He
will teach us all things.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Now we breathe. What concerns the gospel? What is the kingdom of God?
Then
it's righteousness. The Holy Spirit in his fullness.
In
the seven spirits.
Then
it's righteousness.
How
he did all his work. How he gave us scriptures which are purified. Those speaking of the righteousness of God. Those which were. Those which are, and those going to come. May God bless you for that first part.
Then
now we want to understand, because of the kingdom of heaven, what is that? All these words are in your Bible.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
they say the gospel of the kingdom of God. They say the gospel of the Holy Spirit.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. But we know it well. The Holy Spirit gave us from heaven. And
it's
hard for him to preach things of the world. That's why in the Bible you have, the gospel within it is of the kingdom of heaven.
The
of the world, they say we just had them to you.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Not a gospel. A car is not a gospel.
Like
you see how the world preaches.
Now,
when you say the gospel of the kingdom of God,
first
understand who is the kingdom of God,
and
understand his gospel. Now, that gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Are
we together?
According
to what Jesus in Matthew, Matthew 11 and 12.
Matayo esura ya kumi neemu, nori nilwa kumi na rumo.
Matthew 11 from verse 11.
Deladela mbaga ambati, tevanga mwabo abazaliwa abakazi, omuntu asinga yokana ombatiza. Na ye omuto mwaka baka obomu guru, amasinga ye. Okufa kubiro bia yokana ombatiza okutu sali ilo, mwaka baka obomu guru, buwa guzibwa. Na mwaguza, babunyaga lwa amaanyi.
Yes, he was praised.
He said, from the days of John the Baptist, from the kingdom of heaven, people began to realize there is heaven. But it was a battle to enter in there. Big much get light of the things in heaven.
Yes,
he
was
raised Jesus. All along you read your Bible. The words you read. The kingdom of God.
Else
you find kingdom of heaven. What is the rightful thing here? The kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven? Remember, we give you a summary.
Details
of everything. Those in the kingdom of heaven, details of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So that you can be.
They have told us. From the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered
the
kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised
here.
And the one who enters
these,
they possibly enter in there. To enter heaven, even angels rejoice over that.
When
you accept to go back to heaven,
people
check the gospel as they condemn with the devil. And he told us that the kingdom of God is before those who enter in by force,
you
get the car,
capture
your house,
capture
your home,
capture
your wife,
take
them by force.
Is
we be forced to enter in?
Why
are we together?
And
then you have things changed.
You
call to wind up God's work on earth.
You're Uganda
and your friends.
As long as they're your friend
of God.
I prove.
Gospel, you understand it.
I prove to agree with us to prepare all nations for the second coming of Jesus.
And in fine,
those
who give their brethren right food in the right season,
they
give them the right gospel.
We
speak
saying,
the Son of Man
will
come, we find faith on the world.
Luke 18.
Verse 6 to 9. But that faith, Romans 10:17 says, it comes from hearing,
hearing
by the word of God. If you find such people, hear the word of God as it is, it's not subverted, not distorted, from the source of John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven,
it's
being
bought
with force.
We decided
I have to go to heaven.
Yes, you
praise Jesus.
I'm going to tell you one thing.
That in this gospel,
God
preparing all nations for Jesus' coming. And the end of the world.
As
nation called,
we
must explain things of heaven. Now, children of God,
they
will gain strength to possibly enter heaven by
force.
The name of Jesus.
The
battle is great. The gospel was changed. The finances of the world.
These
zones have come now.
We
must teach children of God the gospel of the kingdom of heaven. How does it appear? How is it? People
who
seem good. I must enter heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. When
he speaks, he says,
yes,
that he the devil
doesn't
let captives go back to their home country. The battle is right here. As the nation which is there in the
temple,
we must enter heaven
in
the name of Jesus.
Tell
us in Isaiah 40:17.
Yazisanga ensi yonna n'asula ebuga byamu ataatanga basibebe okudde ewaabwe.
Taata muntu kudda
mu nsi ya. Someone go home back.
Too many of us from
Muguru. We know our home is in heaven.
Satan.
Satan.
Never will deserve
his servants.
But for our trouble,
wait.
We are not in
the kingdom of heaven.
No, choose that they are living.
Change the gospel.
Oh, what are you doing?
To let you get back to your home.
But Philip said, "What are you doing?"
Philippians 3:20 tells us how.
To so many of you,
let's read and we hear.
But Philip is sure. Eyokusatu, n'olunyiriri olw'abiri.
Philippians 3:20.
Kubanga ffe ewaffe mu ggulu gye tulindirira omulokozi okuvaayo.
Owulidde ewaffe
mu ggulu in heaven.
Naye omuyaye sitaani.
The common the devil.
Wamu n'abaweereza
be. The servants.
Bajja weeyiri obwakabaka bw'omuntu.
Come with the gospel, the kingdom of heaven.
Okusibira ddala omuntu
aleme
kudda mu nsi yeewa ate Yesu anoona badda mu nsi
yeewa
si bwe guli kaakati ffe ng'eggwanga erimutandikira okudda
alina
osingana obaagenda otwala otegedde otya otegedde bulungi oba kifuula
ddeni
otegedde lwaki enjiri erina okudda kubanga yesu alina osingana olwasikula
okuwala
alina abajja nabo abatukuvu abayingidde abali mu yerusaalemu ate waliwo abalina osiŋŋaanibwawo bayibuli yebwogerako batesalonika
ntiffe
abalisiŋŋaanibwawo si ffe tulisooko naye bali balisooka okuzuukira ne tusitukira wamu era bayibuli yegamba bakolesa ekitoka 15 atano paka asitaano mu ssatu nti tulikyusibwa mu kutemya kwa liiso mu kutemya kwa liiso kagombe k'enkomerero nakavuga ne tukyusibwa ne twambuka naye omuntu atalina ssuubi lya ggulu tamanyira bwe bifaanana ayinza kwetegekera
ki
Yesu yebazibwe okubuulira kwenjiri obwakabaka
bw'omukulu
kuteekateeka manga zonna bwakudda kwa mukama waffe yesu era abantu bajja wala mukifo kino ne bagamba kati ate bino biki eggulu simanyi paka
mulyokiki
ekyo gundi
ffe
tuli mu kuyitibwa kwa
ggwanga
Yesu kubanga tulina ngeri yakuteekateeka mawanga gano nga titumaze kusangirya bwakabaka bwa
mubiguluteekeddwa
okuzza enjiri obwakabaka bwa katonda
n'obutukivu
ye mwoyo mutukuvu n'obujjuvu bwe
n'emirimu
gye gituukiridde
Yesu
ate enjiri obwakabaka
bw'omuggulube
buddubu bw'eggulu n'ensi eriwo
n'eggulu
erigenda okujja
n'ensi
empya
ontegedde
bulnaye ng'obutalo weeruli bulwanisibwa
bubi nnyo ate
okuva ku yokaana omubatiza
olutalo
lweyongerera
ddalaanti
bamanya omulokozi
atuuse
agenda okulokola abantu abazzemu
ne
bagamba kati olutalo
atulongeremu
amaani ne kati kweyongerera ddalira
weruliovuola
baniwankubadde walokoka
ate
tomanyi nakulu werifaanana ebikolebwayo nga
tobimanyi
naye nga mukusaba kwogamba matayo sula omukaaga
engeri
omwenda
paka
olw'ekumi n'olumu kitaffe alimu
kakati
gwe mwana gwokola
kikaa
erinnya litukuzibwe
ani
alikugaza
twaliyiwako nfuufutwalikola
kikitwakola ebitali bya butuukirivu mu linnya ye
tulina
kulongoosa okola ebyobutuukirivu eby'omwoyo
omutukuvutulioke
tutukuza erinnya lye kuba bangi bali mu linnya lya yesu nga mwebakolera ebitasaana okwongera okuddugaza erinnya lye byoyagala bikolebwa mu
nsibikolebwa
mugulutulina otegeera
biki
ebikolebwa mugulu bamalayika emirimu gyabwe kiki obulamu bwabwe buli butya
nae
tutandika okukola ngaobulamu bwabwe bukola nindi tubadde tetumanyi
naye
si tezimanyi
atigogenda
obinonyerezeoza omanyi abantu mbaga nedda ye muvubuka wa maali
n'olugezigezi
agereganyereza abantu mbu tebamanyi ye katonda yasooka okubagamba
ekigambo
okusinaa kugamba
yeremiya
abantu bange basirusiri
They don't think. A wise, they doing evil. They do it good, they don't have knowledge.
It's not
me who spoke of that.
I've not spoken of it.
I tell you, don't know of the things.
Yes, he was praised Jesus.
Amen.
Yes, he was praised
Jesus.
So,
and we want to see the gospel of the kingdom of God,
David
and his fullness, and his acts of righteousness,
in
their manifest. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven, explain heaven,
from
the planet up where we are.
To
head to the third heaven.
And
we stretch out above the heaven. We explain what is there.
The
new heavens and the new earth.
Together.
The person will get a witness.
One
who believes they have their witness,
it gives
them eternal life.
And
those who refuse,
they
have a witness to hell and the lake of fire to them. The Bible says,
from
the kingdom of God, to be preached,
be
a witness to all nations.
The
one who believes in the witness,
even
the one who refuses, it's a witness still.
Yes, he
praise Jesus.
Amen.
For the one who says I'm guilty, they have witnesses. The one who is not guilty has witnesses.
Yes,
Jesus. Now, brethren, what we speak about, the
work
of the call of the
final work,
the final work, the last final work, we're not joking.
Amen.
We explain from planet Earth.
Tuite kukuru ile
yolengera mungu. Heaven you see up there.
Olengere chibuga cha
Katonda. The city of God.
Yerusalemu chomu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Mukuru ya soko
kutonda. The first square in heaven.
Tugende mukuru ile imwe bidamu bina.
Heaven with the four level creatures.
Mukuru ile yoku bidamu kutonda.
Heaven to be created.
Tugende mukuru ile yoku sana.
The third heaven.
Mukutondewa
to be created. Where the garden of God.
Adesu kwenda wakuru
we kuru. We go up above the heavens.
Kutandikwa
in the beginning.
The
new heavens, the new earth. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven, and we will have been preached.
Amen. Yes, we have
been preached.
Amen.
The sacred
of the kingdom.
All nations will prepare for now. We are warming up. You two are preparing yourself, Uganda.
Now we are going to go.
You even our
friend. Now I am going to cut on down.
If you are not our friend, you can't become.
In the
entire world you can become.
Yes, you have a
praise Jesus.
I try
to bring to you.
Let's
understand.
Every
nations we need what?
And
the call of the nation in the prayer mountain. And to Apostle John Mulindi. We did know what
to get according
to. We are going to do it how?
The
nation is the crossroad, but it was called. And he wrote a book. Nation in the crossroads. Prophecies of Uganda.
Baba Yesu kuteka teka manga
bonna call you prepare all nations
na yemo ni masanganzi
wa the crossroads
iritu ya kisimbura mu Isaiah
18
yes you have
praised Jesus
omuli kwanga limo libara tujja bila ba masa
nation was marked we shall see ahead
igwanga lisala mu emigemi
nation out of which crosses many rivers
kuli ba kubira ba masa
see ahead there.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen.
You must hold the trumpet.
Not
to all nations.
The ministry
called World Trumpet Mission. Trumpet is no more sounding, it's got
silence. But it
arises from Jesus.
Trumpet,
now we held sounding it now.
Amen.
Now, those with people
who
are clear.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Naye tukimanyi bulungi.
But we know very well.
Tumutume John Mulinde.
Apostle John Mulinde.
Yagamba abantu.
He told people.
Nti Mukama alireeta abagenda okutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwe.
People to fulfill this.
Temwera kati wati ali mulinda.
But they know more.
Watu sekta tuli tayari.
Right, we are here.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
He
already arrived.
Both
these are not late to come to pass.
But
they did send it to delay. When I read that book, I didn't read
it.
That prophecies are to take many years ahead.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
And
some of the prophecies in the book says
Uganda
will be a source of wisdom and understanding. Now, we have the best with the fullness here.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This
apostle maybe began this himself.
Apostle John Mulinde.
In 1995. He wrote that book. I was 7 years. And I wasn't in the Kampala city. I didn't even know of him. I was in the Lugazi site. In the east of
Mukono district.
Mukono district.
This
is parted off.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
I reached to enter Kampala.
When
the journey of heaven began 2005, I entered Kampala
2008.
All years I didn't know the prayer mountain and what is there.
I knew
prayer mountain in 2014 when I came to
Kampala.
I had him in the
general
heaven, I didn't know where he even lives. 2014, I knew he exists. And I went there.
And
brothers took me there. I ministered there a service. Because they didn't know what was moving on. As we preached the gospel, they had slumbered long time. The gospel of the kingdom of God affected them, the people
of here.
They had the lampstand.
It
was on their pulpit up in the front.
We
began on it to explain it. The pastors there, in the bush came out, got happy. After we finished the gospel, those men on that mountain, they made a meeting. People requested we come back to minister. They made a meeting. They accused Apostle Chimoli
for
hosting us on that mountain. And he says, he has killed Apostle Mulinde and brought another apostle. We had to minister next day. We went in the morning. We reached. As we reached, the another minister was preaching. Very sudden, they passed us on the way. They changed, we have gone back home.
There is no apostle
with the call of the nation except Apostle
Mulinde.
But Apostle Mulinde did speak like that.
Told
them they are going to arise others.
Abandoned
them, went to nations,
broke
the trumpets,
prepare
for this work coming.
We are going
to reach them when they know us, most of them. Those he left here, they got into other things.
Yes, he was
raised.
But
let's leave that to
the mass.
Let's enlighten the call of nation.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus. We've been told
in
Matthew 11 to 12, the days of John the Baptist,
the
kingdom of heaven,
big
faults, had battles existing
for
letting people get back home.
Nigeria, Mukama, Gomosol, Taru,
then God raises the world. Calling his children, come
on, come on, for
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Then I beat among the Gona Gomos,
all nations of the world,
and this is a message that I told
that you still fear God.
Now I do not move back at the Mucha,
who abandon and you
never
fear. Call all of you, come on, proof of the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus, they will find you prepared. If you are sober,
Bible says
to the Lord, that they will not fall upon you
at
the
time.
For you are not children of darkness, but you are those of light. Be in the light, that day not to find you as a thief. Be sober.
No more
you understand scriptures.
Yes,
you
have
raised Jesus.
But
I'm explaining
it
says,
no, so
let me first tell you.
Complain,
only major complaint our father is making. Complaint of the body who dies. But he says, not made it back to your home country.
Jeremiah 22.
Let's read Jeremiah 22.
Jeremiah is Suraya Bibi, no Yirakumi. Temuka Bira Maziga, O Yafa. Temukabira mazigo yafa, sote mumukungu bagira. Nemu mukabira nyo nyini, amazigo ya agenda. Kubanga tachada nate, sote alira mansiye wawe.
The problem is right there.
Over movie yecho siti chukuru.
Check from the body, that's not the problem.
Na ye ozeye waka.
Have you gone back home?
Enjiri ya kubuti wabu unye nota kete kwe kuru.
The gospel preached you well, you prepared heaven, understood.
Tatatani mfe mukabati,
they have whipped me. You stop that. Ask yourself, where has the deceased gone? Not made it back to your home country. The country of the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
What
presume as a nation preparing for Christ's coming?
To
tell him afresh that the kingdom of heaven is possibly advanced.
You
need to understand it.
You
get a power.
You
on edges from heaven. That you can possibly
come
home back in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Now things of slavery. I hear power is
there.
You take
it.
That's not our gospel.
That
are promises of the Holy Spirit. I will add them to you. The kingdom of God
and
the righteousness. The rest I'll add them to you.
That's
not a gospel. They will add them.
And
we put them as additives to us.
We become
priests.
We tell
you of your addition.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
The
truth is this.
To take a book, take a
make you tell people that they have somewhere they came from. And they brought nothing as they came on this world.
Read
1 Timothy chapter 6.
Timothy isoka isula eyomkaga. Kubanga tetwali tachitu mu nsi, kubanga era tuyinza kujja mu kintu.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus. We brought nothing on this world, and we shall go back with nothing.
But your mind was covered with
things. Not telling you things of the world.
But how are you covered with things of the
world? If they tell them to you as an addition.
They
have preached well to you. If they tell you where you came from, your home in heaven, and how you can make it back there, and how does it appear? How is the beauty there?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Truly
they have destroyed you. And they have made you an enemy of God.
He
speaks in the book of 1 John. And he says, people who desire the world that is fullness, they become enemies of God. Not many of them make it back to their home country.
Look
what he said in Matthew 19. He says, it's hard for a rich person
to enter
the kingdom of heaven.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
if the camel enter a hole in the needle,
yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Yes.
Did he say that rich will not enter? He said it's hard.
Because
they are not told.
They are
greatest treasure within heaven. All of the riches of this world. If you have them,
Bible
warns you, and I know you too will get there as you see them there.
Learn
to use them well in this life and in serving God. Like he says in 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 3.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
And
he says that the divine thought of God
gave
us what we need in life and in serving God.
Hope
God to know more of Him. We don't lack and be complained.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. Now, brethren, gather where the Lord gathers from. He says, whoever doesn't do that, they are an enemy to Him.
He
tells us in Matthew 12:29. Matthew 12:29.
Oba omuntu ayinza atyo okuyingira mu nju y'omuntu ow'amaanyi n'anyaga ebintu bye wabula ng'asoose okusiba ow'amaanyi oli n'alyoka anyaga enju ye omuntu atabeera nange mulabe wange era omuntu atakuŋŋanyisa wamu nange asaasaanya.
Jesus,
oli mulabe we,
you are an enemy to him,
ate ogenda maaso n'okusaasaanya,
and you move on to scatter.
Yes, he was
raised
Jesus.
The Lord Jesus
gathers
in the city,
Jerusalem,
Jerusalem of heaven.
Hebrews 12:22. Neri ekunganiro eddene era ekkanisa eyabereberye abawandiikibwa mu ggulu.
Yes, he was raised
us.
Mazima gali bwega.
The truth is like this.
Abantu tulina okubabuulira.
We have to tell people.
Eggulu lye balengera erya bbulu.
The heaven they see up there which is blue.
Yeekulungirivu.
It is circular.
Lina omulyango gw'omumambuka.
Has the northern door.
Ogusobola okuyingira mu kibuga kya
Katonda. Which can enter the city of God.
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu.
Jerusalem of heaven.
Ekkunganiro eddene erya bamalayika.
The gathering of the angels.
N'abatukuvu bonna aba Katonda.
All the saints of God. How does that city appear? That you may have strength
to fight
and pass into that kingdom.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. For it will come to you.
Even
those who enter it are possibly made.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. That's why
you
shall tell you the second heaven, where we find four living creatures, and the third heaven, where the garden of God is. Second Corinthians 12, verses 1 unto 3. Let's read there and we hear.
Bakolinso ekyokubiri esula y'12 n'olunyo lusooka.
2 Corinthians 12 from verse 1.
Kiŋŋwanidde okwenyumiriza newankubadde nga tekusaana, naye ka ŋŋende mukwolesebwa n'okubikkulirwa kwa Mukama waffe. Mmanyi omuntu mu Kristo eyakamala emyaka 14, oba mubiri simanyi, oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi, okutwalibwa omuntu ali bw'atyo mu ggulu ery'okusatu. Era mmanyi omuntu ali bw'atyo, oba mu mubiri oba watali mubiri simanyi, Katonda amanyi, bwe yatwalibwa mu lusuku lwa Katonda n'awulira ebigambo ebitayogerekeka ebitasaanira muntu kubyatula.
Yes, tulinayo nekulwere
eryokusatulirimu
olusuku lwa Katonda
era
nalyo nga tuba tulina
olikutegeeza.
Yes, you
have
been
so raised. That's what I try to show you.
That's
called the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
And then
we in the world, we never separated this. We don't separate the kingdom of God. That is the Holy Spirit. We don't separate the kingdom of heaven.
They are
all territory through which he works. From the planet Earth.
To
pass through
the heavens,
to reach the third heaven.
At Wariyati,
now there is also the new heavens and the new earth, which is found above the heavens. That
relates
lightly briefly to you.
Ephesians
4.
Ephesians 4. Ng'ekigera ky'ekirabo kya Kristo bwe kiri, kyava ayogera nti bwe yalinnya mu ggulu n'anyaga okunyaga, n'awa abantu ebirabo. Na ye chigambe chonti ya linya, chigamba chi wabulo kugamba anti, era yaka mwajui eza wansi, ezensi.
Ya linya, atayo mkuru,
descended, went back to heaven.
Na hiya soko kukuka.
But he first descended.
Mkujeno mitundo vya wansi.
Come back to the rim down.
Kusia.
On this planet.
Weyamaro kukuka.
After he descended.
Adamu na alioka linya.
Ascended back.
Bible ye gama na itamukuli.
Bible says he passed all the heavens.
Katiso katusame tuli.
Let's first read and hear.
Wefese sule yokuna nori njiwa kumi.
Ephesians 4 verse 10.
Eyaka era yeuyo yalinya waguru ennyo okusinga eguru lyonna.
Era yeyaka.
He who descended.
Ye yasoka okulinya n'ayita mu guru lyonna.
Ascended back through all the heavens.
Oyita mu guru lyonna bora nsewa.
When you pass through all the heavens, where are you going?
Otandikwa.
In the beginning.
Atonda jiasinzira otonda eguru
n'ensi. Where God based to create heavens and earth.
Eno waliyoki.
What is up there?
Waliyo ulidete kigambe etandikwa.
Have you ever had the word beginning?
Nga ye katonda mwenye.
And it's God himself.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Amen. Hey, you know,
above all the heavens.
Yes, is
where he best to create all things.
And
earth which when they will pass away.
Above
the heavens. There is a new heaven and a new earth. It's very hard to see them. When this heaven is still there.
And
when they will pass away, then
you
will see new heavens and new earth in the beginning.
It
means what? You have to tell someone the heavens which
are
very good and beautiful as
heaven.
But I prove you and you pass away. Go in others which are far more in glory. Someone reads the Bible. They can read somewhere.
Like
2
Peter
chapter 3 verse 10
10 to 15.
The heavens and earth which I will pass away. If you tell us this one, pass away, where are we going? There is the new one. Heavens in the beginning.
Where
we are to live forever. There is no devil, nothing evil there.
Yes,
you
have
raised it.
We
have gone out to the gospel kingdom of heaven.
Have
you understood that?
Kakasa Uganda take a
look at prove Uganda your master.
Now we want to put one in
even our friend will come.
Now we're not there to
get a where is it? Angered over us, we forgive you, come serve with us.
Kwanga Uganda National Anthem.
Uganda National Anthem.
Put in a part here,
we have a part calling on you.
Could you
we sing it how?
The neighborhood and at our country's call.
We call the neighborhood at our call. We work together.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know,
all these you have them in things you did. If you get more to and get explained of them. The other side there. We have told them what?
O
Uganda, the land of freedom, our love and labor we give, and with neighbors all at our country's call. In peace and friendship, we will live. We call them all our neighbors in the entire world. In peace.
And
we want to serve with them and we are with them.
Amen.
Yes, praise Jesus. Uganda is the most hospitable nation. Even others step on our heads in our nation and they don't understand our glory, but right now they will understand it.
Sudanese,
Somalians, Congolese, all of them, nation enters Uganda. Chinese,
every nation
enters Uganda.
All
of them will come. Before we didn't know why we do that. These are the most hospitable people. People who you can relate with. You learned the commandments of the Nigerians, but we stopped that. Even the Nigerians, you too, repent. want to prepare you for Christ's coming.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we are
things are going to be nice.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus. But in Ephesians 4, when he ascended above the heavens, the heavens, what do we find there? The Bible says, heavens and earth which are when they pass away. And you see the new heavens and the new earth.
That
is the beginning, friends. All the things the Spirit revealed them in this book. Revelation 21. We wind up concerning re-preaching the gospel of the kingdom. What do we expect to do? We speak this brief. We told you we are introducing the call of the nation, the covenant, the glory of God on Uganda in the
AD.
As it was on the Israel in the BC. Most people think they are on the details. Not yet. Spoken of the details. Revealed for 7 years, you think they are few. They are very many. Yet you have to know all of them.
And
the Spirit is with you right in your mind. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Revelation 21, verse 1.
Kubanga eggulu ery'olubereberye n'ensi ey'olubereberye nga bigenze, n'ennyanja nga tekyaliwo, n'endaba ekibuga ekitukuvu, Yerusaalemi ekijja, nga kikka okuva mu ggulu ewa Katonda.
Yesu
Kubanga
eggulu eryaliriwo,
we twogera ku ggulu mu lulimi Oluganda. Tulemwa okwogera nti amagulu.
Naye babadde bagamba amagulu ne gavaawo. Yesu
Yesu.
Amen.
Wasinganga obagano gano
omanyi Oluganda. At least the, you know Uganda.
Yesu Yesu.
Praise Jesus.
Eggulu lino eriwo n'ensi olirivaawo.
Heavens and earth which are when they pass away.
Ojasobola okulengera kye bayita. Heavens and earth eby'oba amagulu amapya.
The new heaven.
Agali ku ntandikwa waggulu
we. At the beginning above the heavens.
Kiri ekifaananyi ojja kugenda ali wete.
You'll go on that image look.
Ojja kulaba heavens ezirimu munda.
You'll see heavens within the others.
N'endala ennene wabweru.
And the bigger ones covering them.
There we
are in the beginning. That's the new heavens and new earth. Pass away there forever, we are to be there.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus. But within all, we meant to resume like that.
Preach
the gospel of the kingdom of God.
To be
witness to all nations, and the end will come.
The
gospel of the kingdom of God. The gospel of the kingdom of heaven. The other thing we are to do
is
to rebuild the church of Christ.
That
finds a church which is holy. Here there is something hard right here. By the church which has been, the devil made many schemes
and
he reached to change the church of Christ and he put it in the building.
The
mind of us as church is going to come back for.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Anytime you go your day, we see
they can't renovate buildings.
The
Pope is going to come back to get them.
Friends,
we call them church.
But we need
to rebuild you again.
The
only church not meant to have spot and wrinkles.
Which
Jesus is going to come back for.
So,
Satan's scheme on God and his church. We started them on Tuesday
and
on the Wednesday.
We separated
the Spirit of God and His righteousness and the Spirit of the devil and its works of unrighteousness.
We separated
the Red Christ and His church and the false Christ and their churches. And we are about to separate for you the rightful gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven and its righteousness. The gospel of the kingdom of the devil, the spirit of the devil,
the gospel
of things of this world. Uri dee jetu vya somera. Have you heard this?
Kati kugamba wende.
I tell you like this.
Bili ya kusoma munaku zidiye.
We study in the other day.
Biku ya amba kubango tege la choge no kura mkutipa kukua.
They help you understand what you are to do in the call of the nation.
Mkute katika manga kunoro kudabuwa mkama wafu.
Prepare all nations for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yesu mkuda adda kuno na kalise ntukumu.
Jesus in coming comes back with holy church.
Ita ina mbela ni wangu wadoro.
He has no spot nor wrinkle.
Ita genda kukuda kuno na vizibu.
But he's coming back to get buildings.
Wadena muzibu ya vizibu.
So you build your buildings.
Siti vi.
It's not wrong. Be safe from the cold. To be safe from the rain and the heat. And even the heat of the sun.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
But
a church which is meant to be focused on the children of God, those led by the Spirit of God.
It's
the church we need to build.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you understood
clear?
It is that church not being built all this long. Jesus is going to come back to get that church. All the worlds are built buildings. My friend, what's happened out there? But let's begin like this.
Jeremiah
7, 3-4. Jeremiah 7, verse 3.
Bwati wayogera mukama wejje, Katonda wa Isirayiri. Nti mulongose amakubo gammwe n'ebikolwa byammwe. Nage ndibatuuza mu kifo kino. Temwesiganga bigambo bya bulimba nti bino ye yeekaalu ya Mukama, ye yeekaalu ya Mukama, ye yeekaalu ya Mukama. Kubanga bwe banaalongoosezanga ddala amakubo gaabwe n'ebikolwa byammwe. Bwe munaatuukirizanga ddala emisango eri omuntu ne munne. Bwe mutaakyogenga mugenyi atalina kitaawe ne nnamwandu, so temuyiwenga musaayi ogutaliiko musango mu kifo kino, so temutambulenga okugobereranga bakatonda abalala okwerumyanga mmwe bennyini. Kale ndibatuuza mu kifo kino mu nsi gye nawa bajjajjammwe ab'edda.
Yes,
Jesus. We shouldn't trust words which are deceitful. This is the temple of the Lord. We ourselves, we have to clean ourselves. You know, we are claiming the temple of God. You forget you are yourself the temple of God. Talk words which are deceitful. What is built?
They
put a cross on that building. That is the temple of the Lord. That's the deceitful of this world.
You see,
not the temple of the Lord. They have punished the building.
The Roman Catholic
is what perverted you in
God.
When they built St. Peter Basilica
in
the Vatican, and they called it a church, the biggest church in the entire world.
It
was done in 312. This entered in people's
minds.
That's the temple of the Lord. The temple of the Lord. Who deceives and tells you
that?
Don't trust deceitful words. That's the temple of the Lord. But we've been on building and we shake. We want to build the Church of Christ. Is he coming back big buildings? Are we together?
Yes, we have
a praise Jesus so
much.
That's why answer
First
Corinthians
3:15.
He says this.
Bakolisi chisoke suliyokusatu. Olunyiriri orokusatu.
First Corinthians 3 verses
15. Bakolisi chisoke suliyokusatu. Olunyiriri orokusatu. Omulimu gwa buli muntu bwe guliokebwa alifiirwa naye yennyini alirokoka. Naye bw'ati kuyita mu muliro. Temumanyinga muli yeekaalu ya Katonda
Temumanyi mwe nyini.
Don't you know you yourself?
Namuri yekalu yakato.
You are the temples of God.
Tuwachi mwesikiri nyambo vyoburiba.
Why do you trust the sinful words?
Chie yekalu yamukama
nizimu. The temple of God is the building.
Ekanisa ya Yesu.
The church of Christ. The church of Christ.
Ulino kuda tukuzimbe nera.
Get back, build you again.
Nanafu mwetuzimbi wamo mlimogu enjawu.
Build in a distinctive
world. Baka angatulikanisa itainabela ni wamo waduru funjira.
A church without spot nor wrinkle.
Yesu jageno kudu kunona.
Jesus is coming back for.
Kage anakunda kunona vizimbe.
Not coming back for buildings. Let's finish.
First Corinthians 3:16.
Temumanyi nga muli yekalu ya Katonda, era ng'omwoyo gwa Katonda abeera mu mmwe. Omuntu yenna bw'azikirizanga yekalu ya Katonda, Katonda alimuzikiriza oyo. Kubanga yekalu ya Katonda entukuvu ye mmwe.
Entukuvu ye mmwe.
It's a holy sacred temple, it's you.
Kakati yekayagala
na we. That's what you want, you yourself.
Ozimbe bizimbe tukukanyi.
Build buildings yet.
Esisi tankubulira abantu bazimbe munsi mune
bintu. People have built things in this world.
Ne munyiriza ne muyoyota.
And you renovate and punish the building.
Tuzimbe kanisa ya Yesu.
And you claim to build the church of God.
Abala bali kuzimba kasitu.
Abala bali building cathedrals.
Zanda biwamu.
They are glass cathedrals.
Bali kuzimbe kanisa ya Yesu.
They are building the church of Christ.
Eh. Ha. Mwikiruza kote.
What do you think of that?
Yes, what?
Jesus is meant to come back for you, yet they didn't build you.
When
you have spots and wrinkles, thousands of them.
I didn't see going.
Many of your brethren in the world, they are like that.
They are homes, the
church of God. I don't know themselves what they are.
Abantu babera namanyo kutambulira mu buli
bwa strength to walk in falsehood.
Ne bazikirira weba
to get the spirit like that.
Na Yesu kwe kumurundi guno
not you this time.
Muri nyalia mukama wafe Yesu.
In the name of the Lord.
Moyo wa mukama ne kirira bamalaika
alikuwa no and the army of angels redeem you.
Amen.
Kapsome.
Bakoni sifisoke sura yo kusatu lingira 18.
First Corinthians 3:18.
Omuntu yenate yeliimbanga. Omuntu yenna bwe yeerowoozanga okuba omugezi mu mmwe mu mirembe gino, afuukenga omusirusiru alyoke afuuke omugezi.
Saawa yakusooka kakkaanya.
It's a time to first humble.
Mwe mwenna abali mu nsi.
All you people in the world.
Namwe mwenna abalowooza okuweereza
Katonda. All you think to serve and minister to God.
Saawa yakudda bujja.
It's a time of getting renewed.
Natwetegekera okudda kwa Mukama waffe Yesu.
Prepare for the second coming of the Lord.
Okudda kw'ozimba ekkanisa ye gy'agenda okudda okusimba.
Renewed, this church is going to come to find.
Etalina bbala newankubadde
olufugiro. Without spot nor wrinkle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mukama afuka.
Is God reigning?
Wow.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Amazima gege kichigambo cha Katonda.
The truth is of the word of God.
Era nakugamba Ephesians 5.
Paul in Ephesians 5.
Ngayogera ku kanisa gwe olino kubanga toyina pala ni wangu badu rufundo.
Of church you're not meant to have spot nor wrinkle.
Yatandiko lwa bili mwe bili.
Let's begin from verse 22.
Abe Ephesians 5 yokutano olinyiwa bili mwe
bili. Ephesians 5 from verse 22.
Abakazi muwulirenga babba mmwe nga bwe muwulira Mukama waffe. Kubanga omusajja gwe mutwe gwa mukazi we, era nga Kristo bw'ali omutwe gw'ekkanisa, bw'ali omulokozi w'omubiri yennyini. Naye ng'ekkanisa bwewulira Kristo, n'abakazi be batyo bawulirenga babbaabwe.
Kakati ekkanisa kye kizimbe ekiwulira Kristo.
Now, church, is it the building which submits to Christ?
Abefeso 5:24.
Ephesians 5:24.
Naye ng'ekkanisa bwewulira Kristo, n'abakazi be batyo bawulirenga babbaabwe mu buli kigambo. Abasajja mwagalenga bakazi bammwe, era nga Kristo bwe yayagala ekkanisa.
Yayagala kizimbe.
Did he love the building?
Bulijjo mugenda ku kanisa
yo. Oh, no, you went to which church?
Bwe tubagamba muliyite kuŋŋaaniro nga bagamba.
Call it a synagogue.
Oyo nabbi wa buli.
You said that is a false prophet.
Ffe tubadde tubimanyi nga kanisa
ajja
tugamba mukuŋŋaaniro.
He tells us this time it's a synagogue.
Owange
friend,
bwe banga ekizimbe ye kanisa, ekyo Yesu kye yayagala.
The building is the church. Is it what Jesus loved?
N'akifiirira.
And he died for that building?
Mm-hmm.
Abefeso 5:5.
Ephesians 5:25.
Abasajja, mwagalenga bakazi bammwe, era nga Kristo bwe yagala ekkanisa neyeewaayo ku lwayo, alyoke agitukuze ng'amaze okugirongoosa n'okuginaaza n'amazzi mu kigambo, alyoke agyereetere yennyini ekkanisa etali ey'ekitiibwa nga terina bbala newankubadde olufunyiro newankubadde kyonna ekifaanana nga bino.
Owulidde ekiriwo?
Agyetukulize, agyetwalire
ekkanisa etalina bbala newankubadde
kakati
ebizimbe byomu biyooyoose bannange.
Punished and renovated buildings. And you painted them. And those are glass churches in form of buildings.
You don't prove to be a church. It's moving on. Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Again, no, not Zimbe.
God come back with buildings.
You rejected money.
You made him pass.
Is your sender to build a building?
Amen. For Jesus.
Yes, so I committed my job.
People's hearts knocking.
I got to
open and enter. That is the temple.
Amen.
And now, friends.
I am going to go to the temple. Yet when I get a kid,
what do I speak and live?
Let's summarize the details.
Yesu n'afuluma mu yeekaalu, yali ng'atambula, abayigirizwa be ne bajja okumulaga amazimba ga yeekaalu. Naye n'addamu n'abagamba nti, temulaba bino byonna? Mazima mbagamba nti tewali sigala wano jjinja eriri kungulu ku jjinja eritalisuulibwa wansi.
Owulidde ekiriwo?
Omanyi
yagamba mu Yokaana essuula ey'okubiri, abagamba agenda kimenya zimba ennaku
kati
bwe baafulumayo bwe
baliabeguza
nomuga totegeera ku yeekaalu ya
Katonda
enzimba yaayo
ya
zaabu ndowooza katigabaolaba myaka 46 n'abagamba tiwali jjinja naliwo erisigala
mulinawaali.
That
what you come back for, no matter how much you renovate it, want to prepare the church of
God.
Need to come back for without spot.
Is
the call of the
nation
of God. Prepare all nations for the coming of Jesus.
The
saints of the world waiting for him. Is the church waiting for him. Is the bride of him.
Yes, we have
a Jesus. But on building, speak like this as I wind up. He tells us in Isaiah 4, verse 5 and
6.
Let's build buildings. He will put his glory and protection on them.
As
churches, saints where they gather from. That's why we call this the synagogue.
When you find a brother of new generation,
we are going to the synagogue, don't be surprised. Tell them we are going to church, they will tell you, I am the church.
We don't hear that Jesus entered church.
He entered the synagogue of the Jews.
You have to get the synagogue of the Jews. N'omuka emisana n'okumasa amasa okw'omuliro ogwaka ekiro kubanga waggulu ku kitiibwa kyonna kulibaako ekiritimbibwako era walibaawo eweema okuba ekisiikirize emisana eri olubugumu n'okuba ekiddukiro era omwekwekebwa eri kibuyaga n'enkuba
There
will be a synagogue put in place.
God
said he will put his glory upon it. Why put his glory on it? Not to come fellowship with us to trouble us.
Now I'm here.
Even you familiarize you can't familiarize the beauty for that.
Synagogue
is to put his glory on
it.
For his saints who gather with
him.
His church.
And
he said,
there
will be a tent we build to save us from the rainfall. You who is in the rainfall,
God
to bless you.
You
know you people. Pastors who are
falling.
When rain beats you, you are getting blessings through that.
But when they are put in the rainfall, they get a blessing from rainfall.
As the sunshine, yet they are standing in the tents. And you suffer. What they put you in is not clear.
I didn't want to know what we were going to do.
To enable the call of the nation to come to pass. But because of time, I'm not going to go beyond this. But prepare yourself to hear prophecies he first gave, which show that truly was called to do that. The day he swore in office, the words of prophecy spoke.
And
he said God had called him to prepare the entire Africa. For he said, Africa's had
changes,
but they did make meaning.
Ngakibinja kino chiwamba kino ne kino chiwamba kino
captures another couple.
Nina agamba fute mutubalanga abantu akweba.
Don't count us like those revolutionaries.
Tuteke don't take away chuka
chuka. We are meant to put a change here.
Oliwa kuhulira ke bigambo yeke nyini ngaliyo bilira
the words themselves speak.
Atoliwa kuhulira kulinya rwacha aitwa Yoweri.
If you do hear his name why he's called Yoweri.
Oliokose mu Yoweri B.
If you read Joel 2.
Abiri mu sampaka abiri mu
27:29.
Yeri nyero yali nda kuloko iba kwa mwemtu kuvuga kwanga
ne prophesied the pouring of the spirit of this nation.
Atoulire
and you hear
kulinya mu 7
the name mu 7.
Yeri gena maso no representing ebyo mu sangu mu gwanga
represent seven spirits of this nation.
Erowulire
you hear
kumundu omusanvu
the seven guards
so yatandika nazo mu lutalo
began with the war
ezake na maso lokuri presenting emi omusanvu mukwanga
Uganda seven spirits in the nation Uganda
erowulire
you hear
ekisanje kyachu sidwa
the term live
to you okugenda munyambo omusanvu
go to seven
lokuri presenting emi omusanvu mukwanga kumulembe ndogo enyenye okama akoma sawete tukewete
God bless you
gojo ulire byama
prepare for your seven
Eroma nyeru acharude ne kubukurembeze
no why is taken
dali na kukako patango kuitwa kumazo tandika
to live
eto tuwate kujimanyo kuwobeda na
we knew that from long
amara kukugurawo
he has to first launch it
ngaka baka daudi
asking them
nacho ngenda chimola bako
going to know
ya itwa ngaka baka daudi
was called like
na iwa kama futa ngarunde
ente anointed
osheme ya yaronda ente
seven was a hard man
ora ba daudi
you see David
energy ya yingira Ewa Saulo nafuna experience yobufuzi
God experience
ora bamusome ni bwava mwankore
okuja
mu Buganda nafuna experience yobufuzi
experience of
ora Daudi yayingira mu nsiko nabana utaro nafurumayo ora bamusome ni bwayingira mu nsiko nafurumayo najya mu kurembeze
hata leadership
oyagara kumanya bya yimo kwata ko ngaka baka Cyrus
au ngabe mu King Cyrus
yayiti ko kuzimba Yerusalemu
ko to rebuild
the kanisa ya mukama
njya
kubimanya byo na nakuri sale ja spirit kitundu
na tutaji we began
mkama kwa
God bless
wewe barekeje
thank you for coming